Those countries that are able to develop the operating systems and software to go with free markets will move in the direction of free market democracies. Those countries that are unable or unwilling to develop the software and operating systems will move in the direction of free market kleptocracies, where the state basically gets taken over by robber barons and criminal elements, none of whom have an interest in the real rule of law. Goodbye, communists versus capitalists. Hello, free market democrats versus free market kleptocrats. What happened in Southeast Asia was another form of premature globalization. Unlike Russia, Thailand, Malaysia, South Korea, and Indonesia had rudimentary free market hardware all along. And they even had early versions of the operating system, from DOS Capital 3.0 to 4.0. These early versions of DOS Capital were fine for getting from $500 per capita income to $5,000 per capita income in these countries. Because, as we all know, when you first get a computer, any operating system will do, and it will always make you more productive than you were with a typewriter. But these early versions of DOS Capital were relatively slow and rife with crony capitalism. As the electronic herd shifted into high gear in the 1990s and increased in power from a 286 chip to a Pentium II, it offered these Southeast Asian countries more and more money. Local banks, most of which were barely regulated, started excessively buying dollars, converting them into local currencies at a fixed rate, not hedging them in any way, and then lending that money out to their cronies for an increasing number of non-productive investments, from one too many golf courses to the world's tallest office towers to egomaniacal expansions of South Korean conglomerates. The Southeast Asian nations needed to update their old DOS Capital 3.0 and 4.0 and move closer to DOS Capital 6.0. They needed more liberalized operating systems that would reduce the role of governments, let markets more freely allocate resources to their most productive uses, encourage more internal competition, and weed out losers through effective bankruptcies. And they needed more sophisticated software that would improve the quality of governance, regulate a faster, more open economy, discipline company managers, open them up for shareholder scrutiny, and be strong enough and flexible enough to handle any sudden, large-scale withdrawal of foreign investment from the herd. Unfortunately, the Southeast Asians just stuck with DOS Capital 3.0. Big mistake. DOS Capital 3.0 may be fine for getting from $500 to $5,000 per capita income when the herd is moving at the speed of a 286 chip. But when you want to move from $5,000 per capita income to $15,000 and the herd moves from a 286 chip to a Pentium II and you're still sitting there using DOS Capital 3.0, well, your hardware is likely to freeze up. Have you ever seen what happens when you use an old, slow version of the DOS operating system and Windows software in a new Pentium II computer? What happens is that you get messages on your screen such as, "You have performed an illegal function out of memory and cannot save item." This, in short, is what happened to the Southeast Asians in 1997-1998. Only the messages that came up on their screens read, "You have performed a series of irrational investments, cannot save items, delete memory of all inefficient industries, contact service provider, and download new software and operating system." And this is what they have been trying to do ever since.